E-Verify was designed back in 1997 by the Department of Homeland Security, and it's to help employers figure out whether a job applicant is authorized to work in the U.S. Currently, E-Verify is voluntary, but as part of his immigration reform plan, President Obama says he would like to require all employers to use this electronic verification system. Roy Beck likes this idea. He's the CEO of Numbers USA. It's an organization dedicated to keeping immigration numbers low. Roy, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thanks. Good afternoon.
Tell us a little bit about why you support the use of E-Verify.
Well, nearly everybody who's serious at all about illegal immigration knows that you can't stop illegal immigration unless you cut off the jobs magnet. People have known that since 1986. The first amnesty, there have been seven amnesties starting in 1986. The last one was in 2000. But from the first amnesty, they knew you can't stop illegal immigration unless you cut off the jobs magnet. Unfortunately, Senator Schumer, who is the lead negotiator right now in the Senate on this issue, was the one who put in language that made sure that the enforcement measures didn't happen. They're full of loopholes, and neither did any enforcement happen in the six amnesties that were passed in the 90s. But even if you had a wall on all the borders, so nobody could come in illegally, you've got people who arrive on legal temporary visas. We have 45 million people a year who come into this country legally on temporary visas, mainly tourists, but they come here as students, all kinds of reasons. Now, any of them could overstay their visa, and they can stay here if they can get a job. But if they can't get a job, the likelihood that they're going to stay here is very low. That's why you have to have a system that ensures that only legal workers, meaning mainly citizens and permanent resident aliens, can get a job. And it has to be mandatory, of course, because right now, for the most part, only the honest employers use it. And, of course, the dishonest employers don't use it. Any employer that doesn't use it is basically making a statement to the public, I reserve the right to hire an illegal alien.
Right, Beck, we've had E-Verify in use in this country for some years now. And when you look at the results of where it is in effect, can you say that it does what it's supposed to?
Well, it's used in more than a million workplaces, and actually more than 25% of all new jobs now go through E-Verify. It is one of the most popular programs of the government. That is, when they ask people who use this program, are you satisfied? It has, I think, the highest popularity rating of any program. So businesses that use it love it. It works extremely well. The main criticism of it are from groups that want to make sure that businesses continue to hire illegal aliens. It's been around since it was formed in 1996 as a pilot program. It's been nationwide for over a decade. It's proven. The problem, I'll take a little issue with your introduction to that. That President Obama has indicated that there needs to be some kind of mandatory system, but he has not made it clear that it would be E-Verify. In fact, one of our problems with the Gang of Eight and President Obama's proposal so far is that they seem to kick the can down the road and want to create a whole new verification system that would happen years after the amnesty occurs. And, of course, that's one thing that Americans should not – we've already been bamboozled seven times, seven amnesties between 1986 and 2000,
yeah,
all of them promising to fix the immigration system along with the amnesty. But, of course, the jobs always remain there. They no administration. It's not a party thing.
Right.
Presidents of both Republicans and Democrats refuse to close the jobs magnet.
Roy Beck is with Numbers USA. For a different perspective, David Beer is with us. He's policy analyst at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. It's a free market think tank. David, what do you think about Roy's assertion that E-Verify is one way to make sure that we're not a jobs magnet bringing illegal people into this country because they'll be easily able to get a job? He says it will stop them from being able to get jobs.
Look, E-Verify envisions a world where illegal immigration is always with us. It undermines any claim that reforms will ever end the problem. Instead, its premise is that Congress cannot create a legal immigration system that prevents unauthorized entries at the border. This is a premise that everyone should reject. Illegal immigration is only a problem because of the huge restrictions on legal immigration. Roy just listed one of them, the time constraints on the amount of time legal workers can stay in the country. If you're serious about getting rid of illegal immigration, you make legal immigration much, much easier than it currently is. Right now, we have 10,000 green cards for low-skilled workers for the entire world. I mean, there are millions of illegal immigrants. Make legal immigration easier is the only way we're ever going to deal with this problem.
But, David, will legal immigration meet the needs of those who would like to come to this country? Will legal immigration not place limits on the numbers of people coming here, which will be below the numbers who want to come here?
Well, that's the whole point, is that Roy's goal here is just to restrict immigration even further. He is as opposed to legal immigration as he is to illegal immigration. My goal is to get rid of illegal immigration, and the only way to do that is make it easy for people to come to the United States and contribute to our society.
Now, what about just E-Verify itself? Do you think you have another solution? You don't think E-Verify would work?
Well, we already know that it doesn't work. I mean, there are employers in Arizona who use the program who still have many unauthorized hires. The government's audits of the program have found that 50% of unauthorized hires get through the system. What happens with E-Verify is it encourages identity theft, which no one should want. But it forces these unauthorized workers who, under a good legal immigration system, would be able to come here legally, it encourages them to steal identities from Americans and use them in order to get jobs.
Beer says it doesn't work.
Yeah. Well, several things. It's not a 50% thing at all. It is true that if you just use the E-Verify system as it's currently set up, that there is a number, and it's a fairly high percentage, minority, of people can get through the system. And that's why we needed the bill that the House Judiciary Committee passed 2 years ago would have taken care of that, because you have to have a system that deals with identity theft. There's no question that the current E-Verify system, mandatory, okay, without an identity theft provision, will just encourage more identity theft.
Okay.
So you do have to deal with that.
Roy, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm sorry we've run out of time on this. Roy Beck, CEO of Numbers USA, who says that E-Verify is working and can work better. David Beer, policy analyst at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, says that it's not working now and it won't work in the future. He thinks there's a better way to deal with undocumented workers in our country. I'm Ross Reynolds. It's The Conversation.